Welcome back, everybody. Episode 2 today in Morning Minutes Season 7. My name is Lena Ebujamra, and I am so excited to be back with you guys. I hope that you are ready. We are digging into the book of 1 Corinthians in a series I've called Listen Up, Applying Biblical Wisdom to Everyday Life. Yesterday, we just did some introductory information, spent a couple of verses talking about why Paul was writing this book. Today, we're going to focus on keeping perspective of who you are. We're going to spend some time in 1 Corinthians 1, 4 through 9. Let me remind you that you can subscribe to this series at livingwithpower.org/morningminutes. And this will be the easiest way for you to get these episodes daily into your inbox. If you're listening with your kids, I want to say special welcome to anybody under the age of 18. I have heard reports that many families do this together on their way to school and work. And we know that we are praying for you guys as a family. We believe that families grow as they study God's word together. So let us read 1 Corinthians 1, 4 through 9. Paul writes, "I give thanks to my God always for you because of the grace of God that was given you in Christ Jesus, that in every way you were enriched in him in all speech and all knowledge, even as the testimony about Christ was confirmed among you, so that you are not lacking in any gift as you wait for the revealing of our Lord Jesus Christ, who will sustain you to the end, guiltless in the day of our Lord Jesus Christ. God is faithful, by whom you were called into the fellowship of his Son, Jesus Christ our Lord." 1 Corinthians 1, verses 4 through 9, keeping perspective of who you are. Now, if you didn't know any better, you'd think that Paul was about to write a very nice letter, but he's not. He's actually writing a letter dealing with the issue of sin in the church, and he's about to correct them heavily. But he takes a few verses here to remind these people that he loved, this church that he founded, of who they were. Because if you remember who you are, often it will change the way that you behave and think about your life. And in order to live like a Christian, I think so much of it goes back to identifying who you are in Christ. And so number one here, just a couple of thoughts. Every day we'll go over 3 points. Number one, you cannot live like a Christian without remembering what it means to be a Christian. And so this is what happens here in these verses. It's like Paul is stepping back and saying, hey, here's why we thank God, and here's what God has done for you. And he talks about the grace of God, and he talks about the goodness of God who has called us, who will sustain us. And so there's a, first of all, a level of where we were and where we are now. Our past is past. We have been transformed, enriched in every way, and this testimony has been confirmed. And so first of all is this idea, this recollection, this reminder that we are chosen by God, that we are saved by grace, that we are transformed by God's goodness, even as we put our trust in Christ. And so remember, if you're in Christ, where you came from. And I think so much of understanding that will influence what we look at down the road. And so you won't live like a Christian without remembering what it means to be a Christian. But then number two, you won't live like a Christian without keeping eternity in mind. So much of our walk in Christ does not end here. This is just the beginning of eternal life in Christ. And the kingdom of God, sure, starts here right now, but it is both now and later. And so here in these verses, we're told that we wait for the revealing of our Lord Jesus Christ. There's this anticipation, this hope in the Christian life that it's not done yet, that we are in process. And so if you're going through a season right now where you don't see the end, don't worry, it's coming, because our life is in transition. And God has a purpose for your life, and it's just getting started. He has given us all we need to make it until we see Jesus, and these verses highlight that. Now, this is an encouraging promise in these verses, that he will present us guiltless in Christ before God. This is going to be particularly encouraging to the church in Corinth, because they were not guiltless. They were living in a very carnal way, and many of us today, despite our good intentions, have fallen in many ways and live very carnally. We are, like the church in Corinth, living in a very sinful culture, and because of it, many of us have been sucked into ways of sin and habits of sin that even we might even say we don't agree with, but because of the culture we live in, we have become like the world. And there is hope in knowing that we are sustained guiltless in the day of our Lord Jesus Christ, not because of what we do, but because of what Christ has done on our behalf. That is why it's such a good news of the gospel, not just what God has done for us in Christ in the past, but how he is working out his obedience in us moving forward. So you can't live like a Christian without remembering what it means to be a Christian. That's sort of looking at the past. You won't live like a Christian without keeping eternity in mind. And then thirdly, you won't last as a Christian without the sustaining faithfulness of God. My favorite verse, God is faithful, by whom you were called into the fellowship of his Son, Jesus Christ our Lord. First of all, if you're wondering why or what purpose your life is today, maybe you don't see purpose in your life, this is it right here. You are called into the fellowship of his Son, Jesus Christ. But the good news is that he is faithful. I love the reminder in God's word that even when we are faithless, he is more than faithful enough to keep us. And so you are invited into fellowship with him. He will keep you even when you are faithless. And he is the one who has called you into himself. He who began a good work in you will not leave you. He will complete it until the day of Christ. So this is critical to remember sort of this perspective of who we are, because we're about to get into more correction and more conviction. And so, hey, today's lesson should make you understand and know and declare that it is an awesome thing to be a Christian, a follower of Jesus Christ. I hope you believe it. I hope you're sharing Jesus with somebody you love today, and I hope you're lighting his life to let the world know how awesome Jesus is. Love you guys, and I'll catch you again tomorrow.